This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, Governor Kathy Hochul, it's not been announced yet, but what would your thoughts be on basically anybody who is terminally ill, allowing them an assisted suicide? Would you be for that or against that, and why?
I feel like everyone has their own choice. Personally, with my religion, I'm not comfortable when it comes to suicide. However, everyone has different circumstances in life to where that choice may be applicable to them. So if it gives someone more opportunity to do what they want, sure, as long as it's not hurting anybody else.
If this was like, say, a family member that was like just obviously suffering and they wanted to do this, would you be, how would you feel if this was like sort of happening with your family, I guess?
If it was something where they were terminally ill and this is what they wanted, I would support them, especially in their final moments. Whatever they're more comfortable with, I think it's better to honor their wishes.
How would you feel would you agree with Governor Hochul if she were to sign basically the bill that would allow people to have assisted suicide if they're terminally ill?
No. Wait. What is the question?
It's okay. How would you feel if... Would you be okay if the governor were to sign a bill that allows terminally ill patients to basically be assisted with suicide? Why?
Because it's just assisting them. Like, it's not helping them. It's not, like, it's like a form of, kind of like murder in a way.
So then... How would you feel if, like, say, a family member wanted to do this? How would that, like, sort of make you feel, I guess?
Conflicted, I guess. I don't know how I'd feel. I'd try to help them first.
So the governor has, a bill has been sent to her desk on, basically, which would allow terminally ill patients to have assisted suicide, and... Do you think that that law should be passed where people who are terminally ill should be allowed to, I guess, you know, given assistance to, you know, to death, really?
No.
Why is that?
Well, because it's a final solution. I mean, you can't reverse it. And you might live through it, and you... I've known people that have looked like it was the end and they found a better doctor. So there's always hope. But once you do the deed, there is no hope. Where there's life, there's hope.
How would you feel if, like, say, a family member was considering this option? Would you, how would your thought process be?
I had the same thing. I would, you know, it'd have to be really, really, like, you know, that that's it. But I'd still back away from the idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.